Daylight saving time ended last night. So, time to put that extra rest to good use. Let's play the puzzle. I am joined, of course, by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
You feeling energized? Feeling ready to go? You feeling ready to puzzle?
Yeah, yeah. I wish every day had 25 hours.
Yeah, right?
I would love that.
I wish we could make that happen. Get back to me on that. So remind me of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Peter Gordon of Great Neck, Long Island. I said, think of a name in the news that has a doubled letter, and it's a person's last name. I said, change that doubled letter to a different double letter, and you'll get the commercial name for a popular food. What is it? Well, the name is McMullen, as in Evan McMullen, mm-hmm. who is, running for president and doing very well in Utah. And change the two L's to F's, and you get McMuffin, which you can get at McDonald's.
Of course. So we got 180 correct answers, and our randomly selected winner this week is Marilka Pattison of Tucson, Arizona. She's on the line now. Hi, Marilka. Thanks for being with us. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rachel.
How'd you get the answer?
I'm actually an Evan McMullen supporter, and I actually thought presidential race news, and I went through Trump and Clinton, and I thought no food, and I felt stupid that I didn't get McMullen, that he wasn't my first try, but it came pretty fast.
Interesting. Well, now, and you're living in a swing state now, Marilka. Arizona is now a hotly contested battle state.
I know. I don't know if that's good or bad because I obviously don't support either one of the major candidates.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been a complicated election cycle.
Right.
But it's almost over. It's almost over. So are you someone who does a lot of puzzles?
I try to listen to the Sunday puzzle every weekend, but I also love those Sunday talk shows and interview shows because I'm kind of a political junkie. So I have to have an alarm saying, oh, it's time for the puzzle to come on. And I turn off the TV and listen to the puzzle.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay. Well, with that, Marilka, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so.
Okay. Well, take it away.
All right, Marilka and Rachel, I'm going to name some categories. For each one, I'll name something in the category that closely follows the name of the category alphabetically. For example, states and Texas. You tell me the only other thing in the category that fits between these two things alphabetically. And in the case of the examples, you would say Tennessee. It's the only state between states and Texas.
Oh, okay.
All right, number one is seasons, summer.
Seasons, summer, spring.
Yeah.
Spring is it. Number two is digits, five.
Shoot, digits 5, D-E-F.
I know, I don't know why this one is proving so tricky. Digits 5, so what's...
Finger.
I like how you're
that
thinking.
That is very clever, very clever. I'll give you style points for that. The answer is 8, but
Eight. Of course. Well, I like finger better.
Finger's
so.
Really good, Marilka.
That's a digit.
Yeah, total style point.
Senses, taste.
Smell.
Yeah, smell, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Colors of the rainbow, indigo.
Green.
Green is it. Original 13 colonies, Rhode Island.
So O is, it's between O and R?
Yeah.
Yes.
As in original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Pennsylvania?
Yes. Central American countries, Guatemala.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, good. Poker hands, straight.
I don't play poker. Let's see. P.S.
I'll give you a hint. It's the very best poker hand you can have.
Is that like all aces? I have no idea. I really don't.
Oh, no.
Rachel, I do need help.
The best hand.
Starts with an R.
Royal flush?
Yeah, royal flush. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, thank you. I never would have gotten that.
I lucked out.
Chemical elements, chromium.
Boy, somewhere between CH and CH.
Yeah,
that's right.
Chlorine?
Chlorine, yeah. And here's your last one. Major League Baseball teams, Marlins.
Oh, no, that's another M-A. Is there one called the... No, that wouldn't work. M.
It's got to start with M-A.
Can you tell me the state?
Yes, it's in Washington State.
Washington State?
Uh-huh.
Why does that not help me?
The Mariners.
Oh, thank you. Seattle Mariners. Oh, I should have gotten that.
That was embarrassing. I used to live there even. Sorry. Sorry, Seattle. Sorry,
not Mariners. Bad, though.
Yeah. Okay. That was excellent. You did a very, very good job, Marilka. For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And what's your public radio station, Marilka?
It's KUAZ at the University of Arizona.
Marilka Patterson of Tucson, Arizona. Marilka, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
And thank you very much.
Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Ken Stern of Brooklyn, New York. Think of a sign that's frequently seen around this time of year. Two words of four letters each. And among these eight letters, all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, appear once each, along with three consonants. What sign is it? So again, a sign that's seen frequently around this time of year, 4-4, and out of these eight letters, all five vowels appear exactly once. What sign is it?
When you have the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And then if you're the winner, then we call you. And then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Mr. Will Schertz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.